Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And we want you to test your skills on Prize Picks this football season. It's a fun way for you to win 25 times the amount of cash that you have right now. I mean, my goodness, who wouldn't want that? Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD 100 for a first deposit matchup to $100 today. We got Rod Woodson, the Hall of Famer and Super Bowl champion, joining us at the bottom of the hour as he does every Monday. Rob, a couple quick things before we get into our next segment. Number one, I wanted to say that I do think, and I said Purdy probably has to win like two Super Bowls for people to really give him credit as being elite. But I think I'm going to have to amend that. If he wins this MVP this year, Rob, and they win the Super Bowl, that'll probably do it. Because he's legitimately in the MVP race now. Like, he's there. Now, I think Christian McCaffrey is their best individual offensive player, at least skill position. But yesterday, Christian McCaffrey didn't even average 3 yards a pop. Now, I thought he had a good game. He did a lot of the dirty work, the lunch pail type stuff. I mean, he was big. He ate up a lot of yards just with tough yards. But, you know, Debo had 3 catches. Ayuk had 4. And like I said, McCaffrey didn't do much. And Purdy was the star. So he's legitimately in that race for MVP. So if he wins that and the Super Bowl, he probably enters next year as viewed as an elite quarterback.
Okay.
And then second thing I wanted to ask you was, we still got the no-no going, right?
Yeah.
With Zach Wheeler.
They're about to blow this game open, Chris. They got Philly's got 2-1.
Yeah, first
Bryce Harper up. It's only one out. If this dude gets a big hit here, it might be 7-0, and then you're in trouble.
Well, what I wanted to ask he
fouled out, which was lucky. I mean, my God.
Would you, and we see how things seem to be done today, if Wheeler, you know, would you let him go for the complete game no-hitter? Basically what I'm asking.
If he's pitched, depends on his pitching. How many pitches?
I don't
Chris.
Know what the count is.
I don't know.
I was looking
Steve
for
DeSega,
it.
We got a, so he's got 71 already, Chris. Through, so, yeah, through five and, what is it? Through five, right? Through five.
Yeah,
they got a lot of pitches. So, because he'd have to have like an 8-pitch or some sort of inning to get him where it's doable, because they don't want to like push that guy out there. And then, is that foul? Oh my God.
Even with a no-no.
I know. That's where we are.
It's different. It's the playoffs.
It's the playoffs, and there's a bigger fish to fry. You know what I mean? So
right.
You want to be able to use him. And Rob G just informed me that I guess the Dodgers have announced that Kershaw would pitch game four. And at first you would go like, well, why would he pitch game four? Like after that start. But Chris, he only threw 28 pitches. So that's why he could come back on 4 days rest.
he's fresh.
He's fresh. He might stink, but he's fresh.
Right. All right. Well, speaking of stinking, Rob. The New England Patriots.
Unbelievable how bad it is.
The last two games. So last week
against
the
Dallas,
Cowboys right. beat them 38-3, which was the worst loss of Belichick's coaching career. 35 points. And then yesterday, the New Orleans Saints beat them 34-0, which is his worst loss at home in his career. 34 points, obviously. So, Rob, and obviously Mac Jones hasn't lit anything on fire himself, but I want to ask you this. Who do you think deserves most of the blame for the debacle, which is the New England Patriots? And look, let's go to the two most important positions, head coach and quarterback, because they get most of the credit. And most of the blame. So which one of those two do you think is most to blame for this is just a nightmarish season?
It's Bill Belichick. It's got to be Bill Belichick, Chris, for a couple of reasons. And Mac Jones hasn't played well, so I'm not even.
Right, but nobody's trying.
Okay, so then I get it. They're not scoring a lot of points or any points or whatever. But a Bill Belichick team giving up 35, 38 not every week? Remember, they started out pretty good, Chris, the first couple games, the defense.
Yep.
You were like, hey, you know, like they're in these games.
Right.
Because the defense was there. And here's the other part. He's seen enough of Mac Jones. Pull a plug. Make a call on it. You remember remember he was running in those other two quarterbacks, Chris Zappe?
Bailey Zappe.
Yeah. So my point is this. Is that he's the one with the groceries and making the meal and all that. And Bill Belichick is to blame that his defense is awful. That's what we've always given him credit for, Chris. So we got to give him blame today, right?
Yep.
He always got credit. They always had a good defense, no matter what. They don't have that anymore. It's embarrassing. I get it. It looks worse when you don't score, but you can't give up 35 points in the NFL and thinking you're winning any game. I don't care what you say.
Look, and New Orleans, Rob, New Orleans have been anything but an offensive juggernaut. Their last game against the Buccaneers, they scored 9 points. They put up, four times that, essentially, against the Patriots.
And it was easy, Chris.
Against the Packers, they scored 17.
Right.
They hadn't scored more than 20 points all year.
And they go to New England and get 35?
So I'm with you. I think Belichick has the most blame for several reasons. One, he didn't just stunt Mac Jones' growth last year. Right, Mac Jones had a nice rookie season. He really did. He led him to the playoffs. I mean, he wasn't the leader, but he played solid, right? He looked like, you know what, this guy is a game manager. He's solid. He's smart. He makes good decisions. He's accurate. And they made the playoffs. And in his second year, Rob, they brought in a defensive coordinator to be the offensive coordinator? Matt Patricia? I mean, I can't tell you how egregious of a mistake that is.
And how bad it set him back. There's no doubt about it, Chris. There's no doubt.
I mean, that would, Rob, be bad if Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes is your quarterback. When you got a second-year guy, what are you doing? And that was just Belichick's arrogance. of thinking I'm smarter than everybody else.
Right. I'm the smartest guy in the room. I'm going to do something so out of pocket, they're going to see what a genius I am.
Yep. And it backfired, and the team was horrible, obviously. The offense was horrific. And Mac Jones has never been the same. Never. So that was number one. Number two, he is the GM, remember. And so he brings in the players. And Rob, we saw him do this with Brady most of his career. He did bring in some talent when they brought in, you know, Randy Moss. And ironically, they didn't even win a Super Bowl with Moss. But Chad Johnson, you know, obviously Gronk.
Well, he always felt like he could straighten him out. Let me remember, he took all the league's
so
issues.
Maybe that was ego, too.
It was. Like they
he And always, he actually looked at DeAndre Hopkins this year.
Who was the other guy? Was it Haynesworth, Chris? Who was the guy from
Albert Haynesworth.
Remember that? He was a problem in D.C., and they took a chance on him. It didn't work out in New England, but he was willing to take anybody's problems, if you remember that.
And even the greatest Mac Jones fan would have to admit, and this is to use Coach Eric Mangini's term, he's not a force multiplier. Mac Jones is not a guy that's going to take mediocre skill position players and make them great. Brady did that. And Rob, Brady's last year in New England, he didn't look great. Because I think at that age, he could no longer do it.
Remember that. There was nobody there. The cupboard was bare.
He left and goes to a place where they had some great skill positions. Leonard Fournette comes in. Gronk obviously joined him. Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. I mean, they were stacked, and they won the Super Bowl. And so for Bill Belichick to, one, not only stunt Mac Jones' growth, but actually take him backwards. And two, to not put more talented, skilled position players around him. It's all on him, man. And we talked about it last week. And I stand by it, and I think you do too. Let me know if you change your mind. You don't fire a Bill Belichick.
No.
But I do, after this season, Rob, if I'm Robert Kraft, I have a conversation with him about bringing in, whether it's bringing in some help and different people in the front office, or maybe having Bill just coach. Now, Bill might not like that, and that could lead to a parting of the ways.
Yeah, a parting but of the ways is fine.
You want him going out with some dignity.
Right.
I don't want him to, we'll get to that, but let's finish this. I don't want him going out, you know, treat the man with some respect for what he's done for your franchise. I don't mind parting ways, but we're not going to fire him. We'll let him go out mutually, or he can retire or resign or whatever. But there needs to be some conversations after this season, because he can't keep picking the team when this is what we come up with.
I mean, not when you're getting embarrassed and losing the way that they're losing. Like, there's one thing to lose, you know, like you don't have all the pieces, Chris, and you're competitive and you lose. People can buy that and say, well, we're in a rebuilding, we got some young players, but to go out and get demolished every night, no one is going to. That's not going to feel good. And imagine the fans, if you're a New England Patriots fan. Like, you have never had to sit through that.
For 20 years.
Exactly.
Bro.
For a generation. There's a lot of kids who grew up, they never seen them this bad. We have. We remember the old Patriots, and they were bad.
But you're right. Most people, if you get 5 or 10 years of greatness, that's great. They got 20 years. They got a whole generation, so you're right. You want to update on the Braves.
Just that the Braves, they're alive, Chris. Two-out walk. And, you know, in baseball, Chris, it happens all the time. A two-out walk, right? He's rolling along. He walked Acuna. And then was that Albies? Who got the Albies got a hit? And then it was misplayed, Chris, by Trey Turner on the scoop, the pickup at second or short. And it allowed Acuna to score. And I think that was good base running. You got to get on the board. You know what I mean? You can't be playing it safe. You're down 4-0. All you got to do is get a double here, and you're right back in the game. But, but it's 4-1.
It's 4-1, one man on. Yep, two outs in the sixth. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, we'll throw it out to you. Who's more to blame, more at fault for the Patriots debacle? Bill Belichick, the head coach and GM, or Mac Jones, the quarterback? Your thoughts next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Who deserves more blame for this debacle, which is the New England Patriots? Bill Belichick or Mac Jones? Your thoughts.
Mark in Sacramento, our buddy, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen? What's going on, gentlemen? How you guys today?
Doing good. How are you?
Great, man. How are you?
Good. This is all Belichick. From the crappy drafting of wide receivers the last 10 years to putting a defensive guy as an offensive coordinator, this is all Belichick. When you're trying to groom a young quarterback and you do this crap to him, this is all Belichick, in my opinion. Belichick.
Nah, we with you on that.
It's hard to argue with that, Mark. I mean, I just don't know. It's like self-inflicted. Self-inflicted.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Definitely.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Take care.
Yep.
Thomas in the Bay Area, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Thomas?
What's going on, fellas? I'm part of that generation that you said grew up watching the Patriots. I'm 34, so the last 3-4 years,
right?
And, you know, it's strange. But
oh, yeah.
But since I've been watching them, other than signing Randy Moss or drafting Aaron Hernandez and Gronkowski, they swung and missed on Chad Jackson out of Florida back in 2005, Aaron Dobson out of Marshall was a bad pick, N'Keal Harry was a bad pick. We'll put it this way. N'Keal Harry went before DK Metcalf, Deebo Samuel, and A.J. Brown.
Yeah, that right there, those are three guys. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And as great of a head coach as he is, look around the league. They all have GMs. He's the only one that does the GM job, too. It's not working.
Right. That's what might be forced on him, Chris. Thanks for the call, Thomas. Chris, that's where, like we talked about, you wouldn't fire him, but you go, we're getting a general manager, okay?
Right.
Now, if you can't work with a general manager, then we're going to have to decide if you want to be here. And then that would be for you to step down. But we're hiring a general manager.
No doubt. I agree totally. Totally.
Let's go to John in Syracuse. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, John?
Fellas, man, you've been in the business long enough and smart enough to realize you think this man all of a sudden stopped knowing how to coach? After all these Super Bowls, you really think this man stopped? He lost and forgot everything? He needs a competent quarterback. Mac Jones is a straight.
What is 35? What is 38-3 and 35? And we're not 34-0. Trying to. What was it? 35-0 and
34-0. 38-3, 34-0.
Right. What does that have to do? And we know we're not trying to protect Mac Jones, okay? He hasn't played well. But the defense, which is always what Bill Belichick was about, has been awful. They weren't to start the season, but it turned into that.
Rob, you know the offense plays into the defense. Time possession, turnovers, you put the defense.
Here, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to say this and keep him on. I've always said, and Rob will vouch for this. Now, I don't take credit from Belichick, but I've always pointed out he has done very little without Tom Brady as his quarterback. Whether it was in Cleveland or whether it was in New England before Brady, when he had a Pro Bowl quarterback in Drew Bledsoe, and after Brady, or even during the time Brady was there when he got hurt, he's made the playoffs 2 out of the 10 years he's coached without Tom Brady. He's 80-92 all time without Tom Brady. So Belichick is a great defensive mind. No one would in their right mind would take that away from him. And I give him credit for sticking with Brady, giving him a chance, and growing him. But he is not one without Tom Brady, and he's had a lot of other quarterbacks, and none of them he's been able to win with.
Yeah.
Chris, I see where you're coming from, but at some point you need the offense to help the defense. They got no playmakers on offense. Is it his fault? I don't know. GM, whatever.
Yeah, because he's the GM.
But John,
of course it hurts the defense.
We know that.
But we're not just talking about the defense. We're talking about the overall picture of the franchise because he's the GM, right?
Right. I mean, we're talking about the other caller just – who was it who just called, Chris, with the swings and misses in the drafts.
Yeah.
Thomas in the Bay Area, he detailed it. He talked about all the players they passed on.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Andre in Massachusetts, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, Philly's better get their act together, and they don't want to let Atlanta get momentum. You know, they're on the road. So
especially when you're dead of being no hit, and if they come back to win this game being now 4-0, it could turn the whole series around.
Our teams in the Northeast, they got to get their act together. It was a tough season for the Red Sox and the Yankees, but I'm pulling for the Phillies. But the subject is Bill Belichick, and I'm calling from the Commonwealth, Bill Belichick versus Mac Jones. Listen, I'm putting the whole kit and caboodle on Bill Belichick in terms of this absolute debacle. And for all the respect that I have for him, being born in the great state of New Jersey, you know, those two championships that he won with the Giants,
yep.
You know, his career in football and just starting as like a ball boy and working his way all the way up. Fact of the matter is this, times change. Okay, times change, and Bill Belichick is still in a different era, and he refuses. There's that rigidity in him to shift. The teams, they don't believe in him. His message is not translating. He's speaking a foreign language to these players, and you can see it with these absolute Mike Tyson knockout types of losses. They're not just losing games. It's not that you lose. It's how you lose.
Right.
These are not.
I would disagree, though, Andre, that they don't believe in him. I don't think players don't believe. I don't know how you could not believe in Bill Belichick.
Chris, what I would say, yes, point taken, but look at the loss last year against the Raiders, who are on Monday Night Football now, and there's going to be a marquee matchup with the Patriots and the Raiders next week. Look at that loss last year to the Raiders.
The players aren't that good.
Yes, Chris, but you have players like out and out, like not just Mac Jones that are challenging Bill's authority. And that game against the Raiders last year, they threw it to the other team, and the other team took the ball and ran down and scored. Like, they're losing in ways where it's just like you scratch your head, and we're giving him the benefit of the doubt because he's Bill Belichick. But if this was anybody else, these things would just stick out so much more. So
any coach, every coach, no matter how great, makes mistakes. And I could say about Sean Payton, if it were anybody else, he'd be fired
in
2 weeks, right?
He would have been
Mike
fired.
Mike McCarthy, some of the mistakes he's made. If it were anybody else, he'd be fired. Like, no coach is going to be perfect, and your track record should play a role. It should buy you some time. Rob, that's what we were talking about with Brock Purdy. The reason everybody either doesn't believe in him yet or is still, like, waiting to fully give him his love is because he has no track record. And so I don't want to poo-poo the idea of a guy having a track record
and benefiting
from that.
I like that word, Chris. Very nice, poo-poo. Where'd you get that from?
You!
I like that.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, only thing I disagree with Andre on is to say the players don't believe in it. What?
Not well, Rob, and those players haven't done anything like to
right.
not believe.
Who are they to not believe in Belichick? They're trying to make their place in the league. I think they're trying. I'm not saying he's doing a great job. I don't even mean just with picking the players and schemes, but the actual game day coaching. I'm just saying they haven't quit.
Chris, what do you think? How bad do you think for Bill Belichick this is? As just far as eating at him, I mean, we're just guesstimating.
It's interesting.
You know what I mean? Like when you've won a lot, you know, you're used to certain way, and it's not that he can't lose or he's never lost. That's not the issue. It's the embarrassing fashion. Do you know what I mean? Like you're getting your butts kicked.
Well, one, it's got to be killing him because, as you said, anybody losing this way it would be killing you. But it's when you're that accomplished, and like you said, you've done it for two decades.
Right. It's not like.
And we've seen, Rob, how his ego has grown. I'm not saying that in a bad way. Like, most people's ego would grow.
Anybody who's
success.
Had that kind of success, right.
Right. But I will say this, and Rob G and I were talking about some of the topics before the show. And Rob, you got to give Bill Belichick his props. Whether you think he's the GOAT or not, and I think that certainly can be up for debate, he is one of the greatest coaches of all time. At the very least, he's that just because of what he's accomplished. But as you heard me give the record, Rob, of him without Tom Brady. He's a tremendous defensive mind. But even with that Patriots team that won the Super Bowl, they won five games the year before that. They were 0-2 that season when Brady took over and started winning. My point is this. If Bill Belichick never, you know, comes across Tom Brady as his quarterback, is he just a great defensive mind? And we've seen a lot of guys who are great coordinators, whether it's on offense or defense, and they aren't great head coaches. That's something I'm starting to wonder about myself.
Yeah, I'm not in that camp.
And I'll never take the credit from him because you got to give him his props. But the way he talks with the media, the way he's coached without Brady, it just is bizarre.
I get all that, but it's hard to just discount how that defensive plays into them winning. And you're right. Okay, you have Tom Brady, but Chris, if you don't hold Atlanta scoreless in the second half of that Super Bowl, no matter what Tom Brady does, you don't win that.
If you've been talking about the early Super Bowl.
No, but
Brady didn't even score much.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And if you look at the last one they won together when they beat the Rams were averaging 35 points a game that season. It was like one of the fifth best offenses in the history of the NFL. They scored 3 points in that Super Bowl. And Brady didn't even throw a touchdown in that Super Bowl. That was the sixth Super Bowl. So
right,
I get what you're saying.
But that's my point.
No, I get what you're
saying. The defense.
Right, but I'm saying. So,
but it's almost like, did Brady just handle the offense and Belichick was the great defensive coach?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I know Josh McDaniels was there for a lot of it and Bill Brown.
Right.
Two different guys. But it just seems weird to where they are now. And I think Bill did a lot of it with the whole Matt Patricia, Chris. That was a disaster.
Terrible.
And you look at where they are, and it's hard to believe how awful they are. Because you told me last week, I'm like, they go back to New England, they got to right the ship. And I thought they were going to win. I really thought they were going to win, Chris, because they were so embarrassed. And you said it, the Saints aren't world beaters.
Right.
I just was like,
right.
The Saints have to go to New England. You know, and I thought they could win that game. I really did.
Look, that game surprised me. Even if they would have lost, I thought it would be closer. And I'm not surprised. Like, Rob, I've said this on our radio show and on First Things First, the TV show. They're done winning big. They are done winning big. This is how it happens. Number one, obviously, Brady's gone. But, Rob, where's the dynasty where they just never stopped winning? When the great players left, they kept winning. Even the Lakers, who probably done it, Rob, just about better than anybody else. The Yankees, too. But the Yankees haven't won it since 2009.
Right.
They've been good.
It's been a long time,
they haven't fallen
though.
Off
right.
like this. But the Lakers, they fell off, Rob. Remember after Magic and that, you know, Magic Johnson retired, and it was down years in the 90s, mid-90s. Then Shaq comes in. It took them a while for Shaq and Kobe to win. And then after Kobe was done, they had that six-year stretch of never making the playoffs until LeBron comes in. And they've had their dry years. Boston, obviously. But the Steelers, after they won their four Super Bowls in the 70s, had some down years. We've talked about the Cowboys. We still talk about the Cowboys. The Niners have been good for a while now, but they haven't won a Super Bowl since what? Rob G, what was the last year? It was in the 90s too, right? When they won the Super Bowl.
Right.
So, I get it. Patriots fans don't want to give it up. And they expect their team to be good, at least, if not winning championships.
And the 49ers go back to 94. Think about that.
Right.
What's that,
30
years ago?
So the Cowboys are what, 95?
Yep.
So it's even been longer for them than it has for the Cowboys.
Yeah, the only thing is that they've been to the Super Bowl, and the
right.
Cowboys haven't been to an NFC championship game since then.
Right.
That's the only difference. That's why you don't look at the 49ers the same way you look at the Cowboys, because they've been there, they've lost,
yep.
right? And they've gone to the NFC Championship games, Chris, a number of times. They just can't make
it
win.
It's stunning that it's been since 94, because you wouldn't think that
it's hard
because
to win.
I know.
That tells you about how hard it is to win a championship.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio. Jonathan Taylor, Rob, shocking development. He gets paid. That's next, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From the TireRack.com studios, if you like using debit over credit, shouldn't you also get rewarded? Well, now you can. With Discover's Cashback Debit, it's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases. No fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. Rob G, I for one was stunned. We knew Jonathan Taylor could come back this week for the Colts game. But was it right before the game, essentially? Saturday, yeah, the day before the game. It was announced that he got a new contract. Why don't you give us the details?
That's right. Reportedly a 3-year, $42 million deal that includes $26.5 million guaranteed, which means it's more likely a 2-year, $26 million deal, but still pretty good for him.
Considering where he was, absolutely. It's a great deal because he was on the outside looking in.
He is now the first running back in years to lock up a new contract where the average annual value is over $10 million per season. And even still, with the new deal, he's third in running backs behind in average annual value behind McCaffrey and Kamara, and third in guaranteed money. And when asked about the new deal on Sunday after their big win against the Titans, he said, quote, "I definitely think it is a shift in the NFL in the running back market. Anytime a running back can go out there and perform, but also have some security, it just shows that running backs are essential."
Yeah, I'm happy for Jonathan Taylor, Rob. It's not a humongous deal. And that's the thing. Him getting this deal, that shouldn't hamstring a team. That's good money for a running back compared to what guys have been getting. Dalvin Cook, couldn't get $7 million? A year, one time?
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's how bad it had gotten.
Right.
And so even when I said with Saquon, if they just franchise Danny Dimes and give Saquon, say, a 3-year, $36 million deal, that's pennies, in relatively speaking. Daniel Jones gets more than that total contract in 1 year.
Which is just crazy,
that's the
Chris.
Thing.
Which is just absolutely bonkers.
So, I mean, look, I'll be honest. Like I said, I'm happy for Jonathan Taylor. We got to see, is he still their best running back? And I'm not going to take hold against him what happened yesterday, because obviously he's rusty. He's just getting back, 6 carries, 18 yards. But Zach Moss has been great. Zach Moss has an average 111 yards a game.
Yeah, but there's got to be a reason.
And yesterday ran for 165.
Right. There's got to be a reason that they still wanted to do that deal because they could have just moved off of him.
They did Jonathan Taylor a solid.
Right.
They did him a solid. I don't know where he would have got that deal elsewhere. And again, with Zach Moss performing as well as he is. So I'm glad for Jonathan Taylor. It's kind of like I felt with Ezekiel Elliott, Rob. But I didn't know it at the time. But looking back, great for him. I don't know if I would have done it if I was the Cowboys. Great for Todd Gurley. Remember, he got that big deal. These were bigger deals even. But good for Jonathan Taylor. And I hope it does spill over to the top running backs in the league.
100%. And I guess finally the owner there.
Jim Irsay.
Yeah, Jim. I always want to say his father, Robert. Jim Irsay. Finally, Chris.
Did him a solid.
After all that bluffing and huffing and puffing that you could just replace anybody with anybody, he wound up doing something with a guy that he probably could have gotten away without because of the other running back. You know, like that. That's right. What I'm saying. Like it was. I was shocked when I saw it. I was shocked.
I think, and you and I talked about this. Like Jonathan Taylor is a great guy, and I think he was a leader on that team. So I think, look, the team was playing hard without him and playing well.
But maybe there was a little of that,
yeah,
Chris.
When you treat
morale, a guy like that, like other players are like, dude, well, this guy's an A1 guy, a stand-up guy, a hard worker, and they're going to treat him like that? What hope do I have?
Totally agree.
It's got to be something like that.
The money is not huge by NFL standards. That's the thing. Even if you want to say, did they have to give him that? It's not big money. It really isn't. I mean, you know, compared to other positions.
No, but at least he has a contract and he's not
and he's
out
got
in the cold.
Security. Right.
Like what Saquon got. He only got 1 year and they could franchise him next year. He got nothing.
Right. Right. So good for Jonathan Taylor. And the Colts, Rob, surprisingly, they're playing some good football. That division, the AFC South is really going to be interesting. I thought Jacksonville was by far the best team in that division, but Indianapolis is 3-2. And again, this is before basically playing without Jonathan Taylor. Houston is 2-3, and so are the Titans. So that division is going to be an interesting playoff race. It's interesting, Rob. Like, everybody's thought they had a handle on, in particular, the AFC the last 2 years. Remember, we thought the AFC West was going to be the best division in decades.
That didn't work out.
Nope. This year, we thought the AFC North. And, I mean, it's tough, but, you know, right now, none of them are looking like world beaters, so it's interesting. Keep it locked. We got an hour left. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.